Krishna. I wish you a wonderful good morning. Do you also feel that the festival, or let us say the immersion retreat, went past very fast?
Yes.
This is already the last day. It's only half a day. Good. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Gopi. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Well, I'm feeling so blissful. Do you also feel a little blissful? Little. No.
Yes.
Madhava Kunya Viha Adi
Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai.
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Jai Cha Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Radha Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Cha Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Radha Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this last session of our holy katha. I wish to say that this is coming from a wonderful Vaishnav, Gadadhar Bhatta, who had really insight into the pastimes of the Lord. So before we will finish this lila, which is in the most surprising way, it comes to a most surprising conclusion. I would love to set a little bit of foundation. You must know that the full relishment of Krishna takes place with two items or two perspectives. One is the truth about him, tattva, where we study foundational principles, how he is the origin of everything, Ishvara, Parama Krishna. But that alone cannot give you the full understanding of the Lord. You also have to know about his pastimes, the beauty of his form, the beauty of his flute play, the beauty of his wonderful, you know, how he interacts with his confidential devotees. So both together make the full taste, and today I would like to will be very sweet, quote a verse and read Prabhupada's purport, which you will love very much. I just need to see, I think it is in here as well. Let me just see. Yes. Yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayamindriyai Sevan Muke Ijivado Swayameva Spuratyada Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Muke Hijivado Svayameva Spuratyada.
Yes. Please, can some Vaishnava chant?
Ata Shri Krishna Namahi Namahe Jaya Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Vijivado Svayameva Spuratyada.
Thank you, Vaishnavi, please. Thank you very much. And for brevity's sake, we will just leave it here. Last times we had this beautiful X-like book stand. It should be perhaps in the back. If someone could hand it over to me. Ata. Therefore. Shri Krishna Namadi. Lord Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, and so on. Lord Krishna's name, qualities, pastimes, and so on. Yes. Na. Not. Bhavet. Can be. Grayam. Perceived. Indriyai. By the blunt material senses. Sevan Muke. To one engaged in his service. He. Certainly. Jivado. Beginning with the tongue. Swayam. Personally. Eva, certainly, Spurati, becomes manifest. Adaha, those. So this is a verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
There is no Prabhupada, but Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains this in a Bengali way, and Prabhupada writes a Prabhupada there. So please, this is a philosophical principle, a foundational, it's an understanding of how Krishna is beyond the reach of the sense perception of the material, of the conditioned soul. The Rig Veda has a verse which explains that when words wants to explain that supreme truth, they return unsuccessful. And in the same way, when our eyes want to see, they return without having grasped the form. The Lord is existing in a realm that is not accessible to the material senses and mind. No, but still there is something we can do to realize Him. Please listen carefully. This will require your best of attention now. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. The Sanskrit word grayam means they can't grasp it. No? Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness, however, and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. So, I think what we hear is very clear. Our materially conditioned senses will not be able to grasp anything about the Lord's name, form, and pastimes, etc. But if our senses are purified, at that time the Lord becomes spurati, means manifest. He descends, being attracted by a certain mood which the devotee has. Do you remember the mood which is important? The mood of service. Good. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is summarizing this text for us. Ateva Krishnera nama deha vilasa prakritendriya graya nohe hayasva prakasha. The holy name of Krishna, his body, and his pastimes cannot be understood by the blunt material senses. They are manifested independently. The word Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami uses is svaprakash. They are self-manifested or manifested because of the Lord's own will, no? And by his energy. I am aware that we have a computer here, and Valentina, if you are so kind to put the text up, it's the preceding verse, it's 134. You showed us 136, but now please go to 134, it must be right there, and then it's easier to follow when you can read along. Our computer experts from Berlin. No? Yes. So please move it up, because up means higher. And we will... our Berlin computer, Wallace, you know how to deal with these monsters. No, this helpful machines. So again, the holy name of Krishna, his body and his pastimes cannot be understood by the blunt material senses. They are manifested independently. And now Prabhupada's purport. Since Krishna's transcendental body, name, form, qualities, pastimes and entourage are all the absolute truth. They are as good as Krishna himself. Sachid Ananda Vikraha. As long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the objects of his material senses, namely the material form, taste, smell, sound, and touch, will not help him understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. Rather, they are revealed to the pure devotee. One's material name, form, and qualities are certainly different from one another. In the material world, there is no conception of absolute. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we find that there is no material difference between Krishna's body and his names, activities and entourage. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Join me, please. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. During our wonderful immersion in transcendental subject matters, I believe that there was so much nectar, and I tried to catch it as much as possible in my notebook, and will go through it again. There was also a brief narration on Narada Muni. I forgot which one of our esteemed devotee lecturers had brought this out, and I would like to bring you to this episode. Narada Muni had lost his only material protector, his mother, when he was very young. She had died when she went out milking the cow, and a snake had suddenly appeared and bitten her, and the people of the village brought her back, and she was already dead. The poison took such quick effect, and the little boy then was carefully brought to see his dead mother and say goodbye. Traumatic for a child. Narada Muni at that time, small boy, could understand. I lost my protector. His father was also not there. So I lost him. I am without parents now. It's very difficult for a child to be orphaned and like that, you know, seeing your mother with the effects of the snake bite. So he understood, I only have now one protector, the Lord. And he went out as a child, as a young child, to find that Lord. And on the way, he met Lord Shiva, who gave him a powerful mantra. And then he, after journeying and traveling for some time, he finally decided to sit down under the banyan tree by the lake, by the side of a lake, and he meditated on this mantra. And then something happened. All of a sudden, he heard some sound which was not from this world. He heard the sound of ankle bells, but they were very, very particular and very sweet. And then his sense of hearing was able to hear something transcendental. Then all of a sudden an amazing fragrance came into his nostrils, and his sense of smelling was awakened. And then finally, very playfully dancing into his vision, was Krishna playing his flute. And he had the darshan of Lord Krishna, which totally overwhelmed him with a feeling he had not yet known, a feeling of transcendental emotions which peaked into an ecstasy of the highest order. Yet, after some time, he lost the vision. There, in poetry, you find an example of how this is. It's when the Lord is visible for the devotee, it's like the flame of a candle which is visible in the darkness, and then when he disappears, the flame of the candle is gone. It's just like, it's gone, and it becomes in your perception doubly as dark, the room. So when a devotee has seen momentarily the darshan of the Lord, then he is very much overwhelmed. It's a whole all around sensual experience also, you know, that he smells the fragrance, he sees, he hears the Lord, and all the five senses are involved. And then when the Lord disappears, the devotee has only one mind now. How can I find the Lord? So he was a child, he was helpless, and the Lord took compassion upon him, and he said, I'm sorry, Narada Muni, that in this lifetime you will not see me again. However, he spoke in very consolatory words. The words came to Narada Muni after he had, you know, lost the Lord, and he had tried to go through the same steps which he had done, you know, chanted the mantra and all of this. There are a few preparatory steps which the devotee undertakes for more focus and so on. He tried to do it, but the Lord didn't appear. You can't force the Lord. It's not by a mechanical process. He has to reveal himself. So anyways, so the Lord spoke to him and said, it won't work. You will not see me
no matter what you try, how much you chant your mantra, I will not show myself again. However, that's not really a problem that is rightly done, because by showing myself one time to you, you have now developed an hankering to see me again. And this hankering, this mood of separation, will burn away any remaining traces or taints from your heart. And here, my dear devotees, now you will need to listen a little bit careful, because we will now go into methodology, things which you can also do. Here is a secret of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spirituality, the way he presented it. It's a very specific blend, a very particular bhakti, a very particular mood. And we here in this retreat, our Keshava Maharaj, our Hari Parshad, and all the others, we were secretly trying to create this mood, either consciously or unconsciously. Because this is very deep, I will read it in the words of Prabhupada to you. It is from a lecture he gave in 71. It's not long, it's also not difficult, but you might have to focus a little bit and listen with that part of yourself who's very interested in spiritual advancement. Yes? I know we all have other parts, but we also have this part. So, Prabhupada says, he would always say a long drawn out, so we have to follow the footprints of the Goswamis. How to search out Krishna and Radharani, Vrindavan. Then he says, to search out Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, or within your heart. That is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajans. Bhajan means like worship, private worship, no? Feeling of separation, vipralamba, vipralamba seva. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling the separation of Krishna. He was falling down in the sea. He was coming out of his restroom or his bedroom. Yes, nowadays restroom is something else. Or his bedroom, Prabhupada says. And going out at dead of night, nobody knew where he was gone. So he was searching. This process of devotional service is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that very easily. We have seen Krishna, Tika, or seen Radharani in Rasa Leela. No, not like that. Feeling the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in separation feeling, and then it will be perfect. That is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Because with our material eyes, we cannot see Krishna. And then he quotes this verse, which we have chanted today. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. With our material senses, we cannot see Krishna. We cannot even hear about Krishna's name. But Sevon Mukhe Hi Jivado
when you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, where does the service begin? It's now very practical. Jivaro, the service begins from the
tongue,
yes, not from the legs, eyes, or ears. It begins from the tongue. Begins doesn't mean this is excluded. Of course, we use our legs in Krishna's service. We use our eyes when we view the deity. We use our ears as we primarily we use our ears really in devotional service. But it begins from the tongue. Sevan mukehi jivaro. If you begin service through your tongue, how? Chant Hare Krishna. Use your tongue. If you like to say with me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And take Krishna prasadam. The tongue has got two businesses: to articulate sound, Hare Krishna, and take prasadam. We have understood this prasad is we are pleasing Krishna by offering him delicious food, and then he returns that to us as one form of mercy, the prasadam. By this process you will realize Krishna. If you want to find the entire lecture, he gave it in London in August 29. In 1971, yes. Let us note, Krishna becomes manifested, Svapakash or Spurati, same concept, to our perception if we turn to him in the mood of service. Now this mood of service, and here again you must listen very carefully, because it will expand your understanding what service is. This mood of service is also, or this service is vipralamba seva, no? Feeling the separation. We will be very concrete in a moment, but let us understand, bhakti or devotional service has two forms, not one form. We often think, service, I'm doing something with my body and so on. But you also need to have the right bhava, the right mood. This is called cheshta rupa bhakti, the form of where you make an effort with your senses, but it must be supplemented, your service, with the right bhava, which is called bhava rupa bhakti, the form of the mood. And the mood here is, oh my dear Lord Krishna, I am here in this world, you are so wonderful, my dear Lord Krishna, please, I'm here in this world, but I brought this for you, please accept. No? This, oh my Lord. I remember in this world I had a very nice experience. I had a loving mother, I must say. And in Germany we celebrate once a year Mother's Day. Do we have that in England also? Yes. In India we have Mother's Day also? Every day. So during Mother's Day, I wanted to satisfy my mother, and I had saved 10 German marks. So I went down, we lived in a big house in on an island. It was very romantic. I had a wonderful childhood, actually. And in that big house, it was a big, big, big house, there was also a small shop, like a kiosk. And I bought for my mother a thing like this with, please help me, pralines. Is it, does it make sense? The sweets, no? With the hazelnut and marzipan and chocolate coated. And on the Mother's Day, I was very small and very attached to my mother. I brought her this big box with sweets. My mother looked at me and said, "Who sold you this?" Oh, I know my mother was in an angry mood. "Mother, Mother Day, this is not the question. Please take your pralines. I know you have a sweet tongue. You know, you please. Who sold my little boy this box, this big box? Who has so cruelly divested him of all his money?" Oh. Then I had to say, it's that lady down in this, you know, who has this kiosk. My mother immediately went down with the box. "How can you accept the payment of a small little boy who has no money and buy him such a big thing, cost him, take it back and give him the money back?" Oh, the lady downstairs knew you can't argue with my mother when she is in this mood. "So, I'm sorry, he wanted it. You are a grown-up person. He is small." So then I was devastated that I had come, you know, like a shadow behind my mother to see how this ended. And German education can be quite tough. and she, the lady, you know, with tears in her eyes, gave me back the 10 marks. And the mother said, "Never, ever do this to my boy again. He's a nice little boy, but he's a boy, small mind." I was devastated on that day. I thought my mother is so wonderful, but I have not been able to please her on the Mother's Day. Oh, what can I do? So I remember I went into the garden and I picked these yellow flowers which you see, but I was so desperate to please her, I got a huge thing, you know. It was like this. And then I went to my mother, "Mother, please take." And she then put me on the lap and said, "So many flowers, where will it be?" "Okay, yes, we have buckets and you know." And then she accepted. And I always remember that when Prabhupada once gave a lecture, he said, "Oh, Krishna, please, I'm trying to serve you. Please accept." You know, in that deep mood of seva. So the devotee who is entering this mood, "I miss you, Krishna. I miss you. I'm really when I cry, I will give my tears other names. I cry for this or that loss, but really, behind it all is I miss you. Please, my Lord, let me do some service for you," and so on. Then the Lord becomes pleased, and he becomes manifested with sweet memories, and so on and so forth. So this is the mood. I miss you, and I want to please you, which attracts the attention of the Lord, who then becomes, in whatever way he chooses, revealed to the devotee. No, this is the way you can enter into that thing. And that was so mercifully revealed to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who and this teaching came down to Bhaktisiddhanta. Don't try to see the Lord, but act in such a way that he sees you. Remember yesterday one of you asked a very important question, which perhaps we should all reflect upon one more time. And Keshava Maharaj gave an excellent answer to this question. The person said, I feel very inspired, but I know when I return home, I always say after my retreats, when you turn home, there will be someone knocking at the door, ping, 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 and you will say, no, not here, I'm not here, go, but the knocking will become bigger. I said, I'm not here, I just come from the retreat, I'm different. Okay, finally you have to open it, and who stands at the door? Your old life. With all your habits, with all your clouded mind, all these things which we may have. During that time, my dear devotees, let there be this awareness of your goal. You have heard Hari Parshad's very ecstatic presentations. Some of you have felt something. Some devotees came to me. When they heard how Krishna said to, Radha spoke to Krishna, after they had seen each other after a long time, and they felt some deep emotions in Krishna consciousness. And you, and some of you have told me, we don't want anything else now. We want Krishna, Krishna. I said, yes, wonderful. But someone will knock at your door, your old life. And what will you say then? Remain aware of the goal. Remain aware of these feelings that have been generated in the retreat. And then follow that voice, follow that fragrance, follow that sweetness in your life as much as you can, in the mood of separation. I'm not yet here, but I'm not yet there, but I want to go there. Wonderful, no?
Yes.
This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Having said this, we will now... Ho, ho, ho-ri, ho, ho-ri, ho, ho-ri. We will go and change, but before we do this, we will chant, we'll sing a song of Vidyapati. There are four poets which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would listen during the mood of, when he was relishing the mood of Vipralamba. In the Gambira, one was Chandidas. We heard yesterday a very moving poem. Second, Vidyapati. Third, Bilva Mangala Thakur. Fourth, Jayadev Goswami. You know, yes. So today we will chant one song of Chandidas. It is a song which Srila Prabhupada has sung, and Gokrishna is the nightingale of our assembly today. He will sing. Please sing along. I will also provide the Perhaps I say the translation first, that you have an idea what you will sing. Oh Lord, yeah, it's nice that you, yes, you will sing it in his language. I have forgotten you completely. I have offered my mind and to the society of women, children, and friends. But this experience has been just like offering a drop of water unto the burning hot sands of the beach. How can I possibly be relieved of this great misery? You know, I have forgotten you, but I have tried to quench the pain with society, women, children, friends, everything except you. But all this was just like a drop of water that was quickly evaporating. How can I possibly be relieved of this misery which I feel? Oh Madhava!
Oh Madhava!
As a consequence, I thought, you know, we need to go a little bit fast here. As a consequence, I'm rendered totally despondent, dejected, desperate. You are the savior of the universe and are merciful to the helpless soul. Therefore, I place my hope only in you. I'm wandering around in this world in a half-alive condition. You could also say half-dead. I spend my life in utter disgrace. Uncountable days passed as a frivolous child and a useless old man. I have been intoxicated by the pleasure of sharing romantic adventures with beautiful young women. When will I ever get a chance to really worship you? Numberless Brahmas have died one after another, whereas you are without beginning or end. All of them take birth from you and are again absorbed in you, just like the dashing waves in the ocean. Vidyapati confesses that now, at the end of his life, he is fearful of death. Oh Lord, there is no shelter other than you. You will always remain celebrated as being the Lord of both beginning and the beginningless. Now the responsibility for my deliverance from the material world is entirely yours. So we will sing this briefly. Try to enter the mood. Oh Lord, I have forgotten you and I've suffered, and I'm turning now to you. Please accept me.
Amen. tahe samapana
tore vishare mana tahe samapana
tore vishare mana tahe samapana
tore vishare mana tahe Rasa Rangi Mata.
As a consequence of forgetting you, I'm rendered totally despondent. You are the savior of the universe and are merciful to the helpless souls. Therefore, I place my hope only in you. Time for all of us to go to the sacred land of Vrindavan. May Vrindavan, the giver of all auspiciousness to everyone, with ease, the recipient of prema, the bestower of unlimited existence full of bliss, Vrindavan, the bestower of unlimited existence full of bliss, become the supporter of me, this very blind person. May I develop prema for this Vrindavan, where at the base of a kadamba tree, big kadamba tree, on the bank of the blackish Yamuna, there is an attractive dark youth. His nature is amorous love. He is wearing yellow cloth and he joyfully plays his flute while gazing at the lotus face of Sri Radha. Yes. My dear devotees, what is the use of the highest pleasures from enjoying a kingdom? What is the use of yoga methods for attaining other planets? What is the use of other efforts? Just by living in Vrindavan, I will hear the sweet, pleasing flute sound, which is the essence of all bliss. My dear devotees, we remember that Krishna had to run away from the battlefield of love. And in the forest, finally, he was only still accompanied by three of his cowherd boyfriends. The others had all been chased away to the in the eastern direction, the western direction, the northern direction, the up and the down, and finished. And Krishna said, now I'm sorry I disappointed you. I was your leader, but we've lost the battle. Now I just need to meditate about the Parabrahma. We remember how he sat down in a kutir in the lotus position and he meditated first on the moon, the sun, and then the fire, and then in his vision, Svapakash, self-manifested, he saw the beautiful form of Radha. As the forest was echoing the sounds of Jai Sri Radhe, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai.
jai
jai jai Sri Radhe jai 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 Sri Radhe
The birds sing. All the deers even danced. They forgot all shyness. There was jubilation everywhere. But one person alone was despondent. Srimati Radharani. She said, "My beloved has left me. We have insulted him. Stop this chanting. Stop this chanting. O Vishakha, you must find him and bring him to me." So Vishakha, understanding this grave situation, became very firm in her resolve. "O Radha," she said, "I will become your messenger of love and bring Krishna to you." So she searches all over Braj, but Krishna cannot be found. She becomes desperate. If we do not join Radha and Krishna, this is the end of everything. Suddenly she sees the beautiful face of Subal. Do you remember Subal? What is his complexion?
Golden.
Golden, yes, like Radha. What color of dhoti he prefers?
Green.
Green, yes. So she suddenly sees Subal. She goes like, "Subal." Krishna is not far from Subal, or Subal is not far from Krishna. But she cannot show it. She very strongly says, "Tell me about Krishna." Subal is very, very irritated. "How can I describe the condition of our Krishna? He sits in the kunja, and whenever only a ray of the sun is visible and shines through the sticks, or through the, it's not sticks, through the leaves of the kunja, my Sakha thinks it is Srimati Radharani's effulgence. He thinks finally Radha has come to solve the misery of his heart. And he goes to the door of the kunja and he looks down the path from where Radha might have arrived. But then he sees it's not Radha, it's only the sun." Then Krishna takes deep breaths, sighs and says, "Ha Priya, Ha Priya." When he sees yellow champa creepers embracing a tamal tree, he thinks of Radha's sweet embrace. When he sees that it was only the light of the sun and the light of the flowers, and that Radha has not arrived, he goes back into the kunja and tries to sit peacefully, but he cannot find peace. He goes and stands up restlessly. He goes to all the corners of the kunja. Perhaps she is in the eastern corner. Perhaps she is in the western corner. Sometimes, when he hears the swans from down in the Yamuna making sounds, he mistakes the sounds of the swans for the sounds of ankle bells and thinks Radha is coming. But then he sees it's only the swans who shake their wings to remove the water. Vishakha, save the life of Krishna. Bring Krishna to Radha. Vishakha very strongly, she has the resolve, let me not melt down now. After all, it is my Radha whom I'm serving. She says, where is your Syam now? Subal, I will lead you to him. So when Subal opens the door of the Kunja, you must know, you could call it, in the West you would call it a tree house, but it's in a tree house that the house is up in the tree. Here is different. It's the trees, flower bearing trees, who in order to serve the divine couple have taken up on a formation, you could say, or stand as to make a perfect place. These places have terraces, they have meeting rooms, there's a room for private pastimes, and so on. And they are full of flowers, and on top of it they are decorated from the inside with flowers. So Subal opens the door to the Kunj, where Krishna says, and Vishakha sees Krishna. But how does he look? He sits with folded legs on the floor like a yogi. And like a madman, he sings, Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe.
Then Syam, sensing the presence of Vishakha, opens with great effort his eyes, and Vishakha sees tears are flowing out of those eyes, who used to roam restlessly, who used to have bows, eyebrows, which moved crookedly, you know. The powerful love has made him into a submissive servant of Radha. So Krishna collects himself with some effort and says, O Vishakha, I welcome you. Tell me honestly, where is Radha? And Vishakha, full of pretense, says, I don't know. No idea. Krishna, I know that you know where Radha is, because I see the beginning of a smile on your lips. You're not tense, as if you're missing Radha. Vishakha says, Syam, it really doesn't matter where she is or not is. You are simply not qualified to meet her. Go to your other lady friends. Radha is too good for you. Clever gopis, no? Servants of Radha. Then Vishakha says, okay, there's one way how you can pacify Srimati Radharani. Vishakha has seen that Krishna is at the place where she, as the servant of Radha, wants to have him. His lips are trembling. His pitambara has become wet from his tears. And he remains completely quiet. He who spoke the Bhagavad Gita, he who inspired the entire Vedic scriptures to come forth from Brahma, he who knows always something to say, is absolutely quiet. And so she says, Krishna, there's one thing. You must now do this very, very faithfully. You should become a yogi, dress up like a yogi, take on the disguise of a yogi, And because Radha has great respect for saintly people, not for you, she will melt. You must know, my dear devotees, there in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, this is not the first time where Krishna takes on a disguise to pacify Srimati Radharani. Once he came as a great astrologer, and Radha greeted him and says, "Oh, great astrologer, knower of all things, what place of residence gives the supreme bliss?" And Krishna, dressed as an astrologer — I have no idea how an astrologer is dressed. Perhaps I can imagine he has a powerful astrological shastra in one hand, and he has some things to calculate, you know. He will perhaps need something to draw a circle on in the dust of Braj, you know, and so on. Something like this. He's dressed very dignified, you know. And so Radha asks, what is the place where the supreme bliss can be had? And the astrologer Krishna says, "It's the cowherd pastures of Krishna." Then Radha says, "And what is the essence of all life? For all beings?" And Krishna gives an interesting answer, let us say, astrologer Krishna, Krishna astrologer, I don't know. "Singing songs about Krishna is the essence of life." You can see, that's why Kirtan is so powerful, no? Then Radha says, "Now what is the one thing that gives the highest blessing to all beings?" And Krishna says, keeping in mind that Radha is sulky and doesn't want to see him, but it looks very sad, and Krishna says, "The highest incomparable auspiciousness is the desire to attain Krishna." Then Radha asked, "And what is the most enjoyable thing?" And Krishna says, see how clever and how... By now Radha has an idea that who is the astrologer, and Krishna answers, "The beauty of Krishna is the most enjoyable thing." Finally, Radha asked, "What is the ultimate attainment for anyone in this creation?" And Krishna broke out in a smile and said, "The company of Krishna." This, my astrological scriptures say, just 100%. So, yes. So, soon after this amazing discussion between Vishakha and Krishna, someone very extraordinary was seen in Braj. It was a yogi who wore a tiger skin blanket. He was smeared with ashes, but they were not gray ashes, they were bluish ashes all over himself. And he went all over Vashana and he blew in a conch shell. No yogi was ever seen like this, but he's Paka Yogi, you know. Then one day he sat down in Vashana. What is Vashana? Who lives in Vashana? Radharani. Yes, you know. He sat in Padmasana, lotus position, and he sat there with his eyes closed as if he was in deep samadhi. So Srimati Radharani had seen that yogi, and she told her sakis, "Let us go to that yogi who is in samadhi. We will get some benefit just by sitting next to him." It's a beautiful yogi, no? It seems Narada himself has come to Vashana. He is also having a kamandalu, a water pot. Then one gopi commented, but look beneath, he has a deer skin, and above the deer skin, a lion skin. Second gopi guessed, but his eyebrows are so shapely. So they all came closer, very innocent. And one gopi said, Maharaj, Maharaj, Krishna was Samadhi. Maharaj, can you tell us where you have come from? Krishna opens his eyes and he says, from the southern direction. And all the gopis say, very good. You have come from the direction where Giriraj is. Do you know the name of Giriraj? Giridhari, Krishna? No? Lalita says, tell please what's in my mind. And the yogi says, come closer. This is a little private. I tell you in secret what is in your mind. I will tell it in your ear. So he says to Lalita, you and all the gopis, and especially your leader, is only thinking of one subject matter. What is the subject? Lalita wants to test Krishna, no? Test the yogi if he has clairvoyant abilities. And Krishna, Yogi Krishna says, you only think of that bluish cowherd boy. And Radha, Lalita blushes and she goes back to the gopis. He knows our mind. He can read minds. So while this is going on, Srimati Radharani, who has found out Krishna can't hide really long from her, she had a sarcastic smile on her face. And he said, oh, Yogi Raj. No, she said, oh, Yogi Raj Ji. Babas usually live in the forest, but you have come in the town of Vashana. Couldn't you live in the forest where your senses too uncontrolled? Therefore, you had to come in the town. And why are you shamelessly going around on the streets of Vashana blowing in a conch shell? Is this what yogis do? Are you really a tapasvi, renounced person, or are you a pretender? Yogis usually apply ashes, gray ashes, on the body, but what you have is a very fragrant cosmetic. Since when do yogis and cosmetics go together? So all the gopis understand what is going on, that they burst out laughing and proudly proclaim, oh yes, just see, our glorious Radharani knows the 64 arts. She can see through any disguise. Then Radha says, tell us one more thing. If you are a yogi, can you call anyone to come here simply by your wishing? You know, this is a city of the yogis. They can manifest, for instance, Prabhupada explains there was one yogi and someone came to him and said, wanted to test the yogi, and he said, oh yogi, can you bring anything here? And the yogi said, yes, anything, what would you like? Pomegranates from Kabul. So the yogi said, go in the room, a neighboring room, and then he found this person, visitor, pomegranates and a freshly, you know, a twig or a branch that the pomegranates were on. So, should I call for a man? Asked Yogi Raj Krishna. Should I call for a god, or would you like to see a goddess? Whom shall I call? And the gopis very shyly said, call that one who is always in our minds. So the yogi said, good, now you must close your eyes. This is a very difficult task, but let me try. Close your eyes. And so all the gopis closed their eyes, and then Yogi Raj Krishna clapped in his head, and they all came up, and there Lord Krishna stood in front of them, dressed in a very, very wonderful spring-like way, like you can see our Madan Mohan is dressed really in the spring outfit. It's springtime here. And he was smiling, and then he took his celebrated flute, and again Vrindavan saw how the divine couple Radha and Krishna came together in a dance, and a beautiful dance. Everyone danced. There were no sakas there in this dance. It was a very, very nice rasa lila which was taking place. In conclusion, my dear devotees, I want to read to you a poem. Krishna left his house. The poem goes, it's a song, but I can't sing it. I only have the English also. Krishna left his house decorated as Madan Gopal. He wears a beautiful cloth around his waist. Madan Mohan has also the name Madan Gopal, no? You know from our scriptures. He wears a beautiful cloth around his waist. The Sakis color the sky with powder and they sing, ho, ho, hori.
Ho, ho, hori.
Radha wears a veil of red colors. Krishna's heart is also red, filled with anuraga, is a particular type of love, loving emotion. Krishna wears a peacock feather that is bent to the side. Do you know to which side his peacock feather goes? Left. Why? Radha is there, yes. The eyes of Radha are also tilted and look to the side, like this, to Krishna. Oh Radha, come out of your house and meet with Krishna. As Radha walks down the street, she has this veil, but then she withdraws the veil and the full moon of her face appears. When the gopis fill their syringes with water and colors, they laugh. And when Krishna fills his syringe with water and color, he also laughs. Even the munis are totally enchanted. Everyone's intelligence is bewildered to see the beautiful pastime of Holi. There is no play like this in all the three worlds. Krishna has left the house with his friends and he plays Holi. The limbs of the gopis look golden, but when they are sprinkled with the colors of Holi, they look even more beautiful. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai.
Gone a little bit over time, but only a little. My dear devotees, my katha has come to a conclusion now. I'm very happy that although I know this is a time when we have to leave Goloka Dham and you are preparing your travels, and some of you have had to leave already a little bit early, I would like to leave you with only one message. You have heard this pastime, I'm not very talented to present this so nicely, but I do hope and pray that from time to time something was coming to you, and you were thinking, wonderful, this is really a God who knows how to dance, and joyful, not a stern old man with a gray beard. And you might have thought, well, this is something very valuable, Radha and Krishna. You will now go back to your most of you are congregational devotees, you don't live in temples, some of you live in temples, you will go to your situations. What can you take with you? What is, nowadays in ISKCON we say takeaways. One, two, three takeaways. I would like you to take only one thing away. There is a spiritual reality that is so much beyond our present experience and what we can grasp with our senses. But it is highly attractive. As the song of Vidyapati informs us, yes, we are trying to find enjoyment in this world, but this is a drop of water on the hot sand. It's something. Some water better than no water, some joy, but it is very temporary. It goes very quickly. So there is an eternal spiritual world, and just remain aware. Keep it over your head. Keep it there and worship it, and try to sometimes connect with it in your japa, in your reading, in your prayers. And if you just keep this on your head, it will be very good. Like in India, we see
the ladies will go a long way to find that well that still gives water. Then they take pots of water from the well. Then they carry this precious well water home. It is good for cooking purposes, for cleaning purposes. It is necessary to survive. So in the same way, carry Krishna over your head. He's necessary for you to purify your heart, and he's necessary for you to survive and live a life that is aligned to the true self, the true identity, who you are. Thank you very much. There is more is coming, more program is coming, and Gaurahari will tell us of the how the day goes. Hare Krishna.